I am a huge advocate for community in any shape or form, from the back end of your business to the front end of your business to your personal life. Join a community, build a community, be a part of a community.
I like that. I love that a lot. Yeah, and it's also nice to even just be an observer, right? Like observing what other people are doing, what's working for other people, listening, and really learning, putting yourself in that position to absorb new information. Always remember, guys, when you're talking, when you're speaking, you're just repeating what you already know. But if you're listening, then you are downloading new information.
You weren't born to sit in traffic, work for approval, or wait for Fridays. You were built to be free. Welcome to Rich and Remote, the show for the ones who dare to do life differently. Here, we talk about building businesses that give you choices, where you work, how you live, and what you
And what
create.
you create.
This is for the entrepreneurs who crave freedom, financial freedom, location freedom, and freedom from everyone else's expectations. If you're ready to design a life on your own terms, you're in the right place. Rich and Remote, hosted by Alex and Carla Booth.
All right, everyone, good morning and welcome to Rich and Remote podcast. For today, I am with Alex, the co-host, actually, and this is like our version of a solo podcast. We're going to be talking about our best lessons going from zero to a steady 20K a month. But first, let me ask him, how did it feel, Alex, when you got to that point?
It felt amazing. I had left corporate world just wondering, am I going to be able to do it? My wife does it, other people do it, but a lot of people fail. Am I a failure? And it was
Oh,
kind of like the rewarding feeling that I'm not a failure.
I really like that. For me, growing up in the Philippines, getting to 20K a month was a big dream come true because according to like the conversion for a long time, 20K US dollars is 1 million pesos, which is a lot of money in the Philippines. Even thinking and saying that I'm a millionaire in the Philippines is almost like unthinkable. But now you're making it, or I was making it when I hit this point. I was making it this money every month in revenue. And that just kind of, was a dream come true for me. It really blew my mind and it changed a lot of things for me. And the feeling was more on, I guess it's kind of similar to yours, like, oh my God, I'm not stupid. I'm doing something special. But also, in a way, I felt lucky. And that might be something that I have to process with a therapist because I did work hard. But in a way, I feel like, oh, there must be a glitch here. And some of our friends could feel that. And so this is why when Alex and I were talking about this podcast, let's talk about what could really help someone to get to that steady 20K a month and not just 20K now, 4K next month, 40K next month. That would be a crazy journey for someone's nervous system, really. So I'm gonna start with you, Alex. So
Let's
in
do
this
it.
episode, I'm gonna share three. Alex is going to share three. This is gonna be a quick and easy episode. You'll hear a lot of really good advice for under 25 minutes. That's our goal in this podcast. So yeah, tell us about your best golden nuggets.
All right. I personally feel like it was a game changer for me. So number one was it's okay to fill the plane while you're flying it. I know that a lot of people are against that. I've experienced teams doing that and it was really disheartening and frustrating. But as a business owner, just creating a business, scaling from zero to 20K, you are going to go through different offers and that's okay. You're probably going to be wrong with your first offer. You need to tweak it. You need to learn what you've done right, what you've done wrong. You need to ask your customers, ask your peers. Really constantly change. And I just think it's okay, and my product or my service now is awesome. It's a badass service. People like it, but I'm not going to just leave it where it is. I'm constantly going to be trying to improve it. So it's okay. It's okay to continue to build and fly that plane while you're building it.
I really like that point. And honestly, it reminds me of this huge conglomerate in the Philippines that we call Jollibee. So Jollibee, actually, if you're not familiar with their background, this is the biggest fast food chain in the Philippines. They've also expanded to a lot of places outside the Philippines. They have Jollibees now in the USA, in Canada, in Middle Eastern countries, a lot of places. So it's a huge company now, and they own other brands, but they're really famous for their fried chicken. But not a lot of people know that Jollibee actually started out as an ice cream shop. And just like you, Alex, they built their plane as they were flying it. They started changing their offers. They studied the market, and they're still evolving, right? The business is a living and breathing thing. I like that. Thank you. So for me, this is such an easy way to tell everyone that I mentor. But my main learning is your main job as the founder is lead generation, and there should be no excuses. Every time I talk to someone who's not making 20K a month, or it's not consistent, it's because they're also not consistent with lead generation. So lead generation can happen in so many ways. For me, it was social media and affiliates. I think for Alex, it was mostly affiliates, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So with that also, in a way, there's a little bit of element of luck. But with you building that relationship as well intentionally with your affiliates, not just because you were sending them money from the affiliate bonuses, but because you're really also helping them out. You're also providing value to them in many ways. That also helped to build your pipeline and gave you that steadiness of getting to that first milestone of 20K a month. So if you are listening to this podcast and you feel like you could definitely do more in sales, look at your day, look at your schedule. How many hours do you really spend in lead generation? And if it's not, I'm not lying, and I'm not, because I've done this so many times, and Alex too, when he started his business. If you're not doing lead gen for at least 6 hours a day, then it's very easy to fail. So do the opposite of that. Make sure that you're doing lead gen every day. When I was starting at my outsourcing company and I decided to get serious with it, I swear to God, I was doing lead generation for at least, I think, at least 10 hours a day. I was on Facebook, I was writing, I was commenting, I was connecting. And then on the weekends, I met people, I networked, I drank, I would go to breakfast meetings, I would go to all the entrepreneur events. It was crazy, really. Even my own employees was telling me, "Oh my God, I was watching your Instagram stories, Miss Carla, and you're still going to these business events in the weekend. Like, when do you rest?" But I just knew that I needed to do what needs to be done for my business. And there's no excuses. And if you feel like you cannot crack this, and also don't stop too early. You know, it's not enough that you maybe do lead gen for 8 hours for 1 week or 2 weeks. It's not. It's probably going to be at least 6 months before you hit something big or before you get there. For me, honestly, it was at least a year. And then it was, I would say 2 years solid would be, it would be very hard to fail with that.
And fun fact for everyone, when I left corporate and I was starting my business, Carla made me make a list of 100 people in my life I could reach out to and just tell them about my business. So
Yeah.
she knows her stuff. It definitely helped. And I mean, getting the reps for one, feeling confident. Hey, I'm a business owner now. I can tell people about it. And just also getting feedback, hearing what people think, right? Yeah, it's all about reps, I think.
Exactly. That's it. Consistency. A lot of people, they try something and it's not working. It's because they weren't just consistent at it. Like the same thing with lead generation. I made a lot of sales, I would say mostly through Facebook and Instagram. But I know friends who are only doing newsletter or only doing X or only doing LinkedIn, and it never clicked in my mind. But the thing is, because if I imagine myself doing that, I just think it wouldn't work for me. But the thing is, I was never consistent doing that. I was never consistent on X. I was never consistent on LinkedIn. And surprise, surprise, the channels where I'm consistent, those are the ones that made me money. So Alex and I have friends, millionaires, who made money through YouTube only, made money through Reddit marketing only, or reaching out for government contracts. There's so many ways that you guys can play this game. So, yeah, what's your next learning, Alex?
Yeah, if anyone follows me, they're gonna hear a little consistency in this next one because I'm an advocate for it. But community is incredibly important. I'm talking masterminds, online communities, literally just building a group of people around you to get advice from, to talk to
Sure.
regularly, to not feel alone. You need to have the right people around you. Community is incredibly important. And that doesn't just mean for the networking side or you as a business owner having a peer of friends to be your psychiatrist, but also if you're building a community in relation to your business, it gives you an opportunity to become an expert in your field, a voice in your field, or to build a community around your brand. It is incredibly important and it's never been easier to do. We have platforms like Discord, School, Nas.io. There's so many platforms out there. Heck, you can use WhatsApp or Facebook groups. Just create a community, join a community. I joined Dynamite Circle. I joined Speakeasy. These are all really great entrepreneur circles that absolutely changed the trajectory of my business. And not only did I get advice from them, I earned their trust. They became referrals for me. And in a lot of cases, I earned their business as well. And I'm also doing the same for them. You have to put in what you expect to get out of these communities. You cannot show up to them feeling like you're going to be able to solicit or pitch them. That is not what the community is about. No one wants someone in the community just trying to sell, take, take, take. It is a get what you give. And a lot of times you're trying to give a lot more than you take. So I am a huge advocate for community in any shape or form. Yeah, from the back end of your business to the front end of your business to your personal life, join a community, build a community, be a part of a community.
I like that. I love that a lot. Yeah, and it's also nice to even just be an observer, right? Like observing what other people are doing, what's working for other people, listening and really learning, putting yourself in that position to absorb new information. Always remember, guys, that when you're talking, when you're speaking, you're just repeating what you already know. But if you're listening, then you are downloading new information. So that's how you should look at, in my opinion, that's how people should look at being in these mastermind groups. And definitely check those communities out. Shout out to Dynamite Circle and Speakeasy Mastermind. So those are two of Alex and I's favorites. We've been a part of a few masterminds, especially me. I used to be a mastermind addict, actually. I'm a re recovering mastermind addict. I was a part of a really high-priced mastermind before, 35K a year. And honestly, the value that I get from masterminds less than 10K a year were way more than that. So you also, one has to also be discerning of the community that they are a part of. It's not all about money, but it's about, do you like yourself
Yeah.
when you're around these people?
I see you still getting benefit from some of these masterminds you were
Yeah.
in and you're not a part of anymore. You'll join a sales call and then you find out that you
Yeah.
know someone in their company, you have some
True.
connection. I feel like we can't go anywhere business related where you're not tied to that company or someone somehow because of a past mastermind. It's incredible. I want to get there. Kudos to you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, to add to that, I have a crazy trait where I really remember names very well. And so if I met you 3 years ago at a random mastermind in Deer Valley, Utah, the one time I was there, I'm going to remember your name. I'm going to remember your wife's name, the name of your kid, and what she did for sports. So that's a curse and also a benefit. But to connect to that, my next tip would be it's really important that you make sure that new people know about your offer or what you do every day. It doesn't matter that it's a trip to the bakery and you made a new friend or your longtime friend's new girlfriend that he's introducing now. I'm not saying that you need to always be selling because you also don't want to be that annoying, MLM person, like, or that newbie realtor that like has to tell everyone that they have
Fair.
to buy a house or sell a
Fair.
house. You don't want to be that person, but it is important to, number one, at least get feedback. So when you talk about your offer, when you talk about your business, do people like wrinkle their eyebrows and are they confused about what you're talking about, or do they instantly get it, right? Even if they're not a buyer. So this also gives you learning and an opportunity to get feedback about your offer, about your business. Because honestly, if you're doing something stupid and it's so hard to sell, it might be good to know while you're still under 20K a month or under 2 years in business. So one of the things when I was doing lead generation consistently, the principle I had in mind is at the end of the day, every end of the day, do new people know about my stuff? Did I talk to new people? Do more people now know that I am the outsourcing girl, that Alex is the customer success guy? Now, the other benefit or bonus of being married is now you can network for for both of me, and I network for both mine and his business, and it's awesome.
Very true. Bonus tip, marry someone that's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, it is the most how do I say this without sounding mean, but it is the most difficult but also most rewarding personal development journey ever, ever, ever. So what is your next tip, Alex?
Yeah, my third and last tip for this episode is retention is more important than you think at this stage. Too many times I hear about people, yes, you got to focus on lead gen, like Carla mentioned. That doesn't mean you ignore retention. Losing a customer hurts a hell of a lot more at this time than it does later on. It is a significant chunk of your revenue when you're losing a client. And it's most likely that you're getting your customers from a referral or for doing good work with the few customers that you have. It is incredibly important to knock it out of the park with your customers when you're scaling from 0 to 20. You have to focus on retention, figure out what signs mean that someone is unhappy, putting in the time. Like, it's no surprise that when you're growing a business initially or scaling it, you're going to be putting a lot of time in as a founder. This is an area that you need to be spending a lot of that time. You got to figure out what are the potential red flags of me losing a client. And you always want to be getting a testimonial. It is so important to get a testimonial. So if you're dropping the ball on something, it's going to be a lot harder to get that testimonial. If you aren't focusing on their success, you're not tracking their goals, you're not communicating often, it's a lot harder to get that testimonial. Or if you do get that testimonial, maybe it's not as strong, right? But I get a lot of my clients from creating a great experience for my clients, and they referred. They are active affiliates for me now, and they continue to refer. And I have really great testimonials to go along with it. So don't forget about retention, it is incredibly important.
I love that. And it's so true, Alex, because yes, I know and I've accepted that lead generation is a daily 8 hours a day task when you are under 20K. But also, when I lose a client, it hurts so much more. I probably need more than 8 hours to recover. Honestly, it hurts so much more. But the other side of that is it's so much easier to even upsell that client to get you closer to that 20K or get a referral from that client because they're all ready, happy. Definitely getting referrals from my own clients, from my first few clients, were very, very instrumental in really getting me to that steady 20K a month. And surprise, surprise, my first few clients in 2020, in 2017, some businesses are still my clients till now. They still refer till now. So it's even a stronger testament of the work that we do. So
Absolutely.
yeah, I guess my last piece of advice, especially for online business owners. Some people would disagree with me on this because they would say, oh, Walmart, grew to a big company without doing that. Amazon grew to a big company without doing that. But let's remember, guys, that these companies are very different, possibly from what you're building now. It's very unlikely that you're building the next Walmart or the best Amazon. But my tip is lean on your personal brand. So talk about your story, talk about your background, especially if this is your first online business, which is what happened with Alex. So for me, a lot of people know my history. I repeat certain stories from my childhood, from my experience in college. And milestones, the milestones that I had in my life, that I finished college at 19, that I started working with big corporations as their event planner and their marketing strategist, that I used to write copy, that I used to play poker for a living, that I never had a job. So there are so many parts of your life that you can use to tell your story and to build that connection. Because remember, when you're starting out, you're not an, you don't seem to be an expert, right? So what is the reason that people would even be drawn to you? And the answer to that is your personal brand and your personal story. So let's do a little bit of exercise. I'm going to put Alex a little bit on the spot here,
Uh-oh.
but
Okay,
let's
I'm ready.
say, all right, no, this is easy. Let's say I'm Alex's marketing strategist and I'm helping him build his personal brand. So these are some of the questions that I'm going to ask him. And you guys should write these questions down and you should use these questions as a guide if you're wanting to really build a solid voice for your personal brand. Okay. So, Alex, why did you get in the business of customer success?
I had spent 10 years in Seattle at Microsoft, at Amazon, collectively 10 years mastering customer success. I was a customer success manager, then I moved into managing customer success teams, and then eventually building out customer success teams at Amazon. It was a skill that I learned, so that's reason number one. But I actually liked it. I could sleep at night. I am the advocate for the customer, and I'm growing systems and teams internally. And there's a part of me that kind of likes being the bad guy internally because sometimes you got to tell teams when they're doing things wrong. So for me, it was a career that I just absolutely was interested in. I came into the industry by mistake. That's for another time. But yeah, it was really just like that's where my 10 years of experience is.
Okay, and let's talk about a little bit about your personal life. What are some of your favorite hobbies when you were a kid that help you think about the value of excellence in what you do?
Yeah, well, for anyone that doesn't know me, I was an amateur snowboarder. So I had sponsors, I traveled around competing, and I was not a gifted athlete. I did not come to me, by birth. I had to work for it really, really hard. I had a goal to become a sponsored athlete, and I competed. I rode as much as I possibly could, and I didn't come from a wealthy background. So I had to work my ass off just to get the money to go where I needed to go. Sometimes hitchhiking, sometimes, just finding friends that were into the sport and, hitching a ride with them. But I did everything I could. And then I had to market myself as well. So I had to talk to sponsors. I had to figure out who the right people were, the brand representatives. But it was definitely snowboarding for me.
Right. Okay. So obviously, we're going to keep it nice and easy. This is not a full-on consultation. But if you've listened to Alex's stories, there's so much content that I can derive from that. And ask yourself those two questions. Number one, how did you get into this industry? What were some parts of your life that make you decide, oh, I want to solve this problem? And I'm actually passionate at solving this problem. Question number two, tell a story or think about a part of your life or in your childhood where you had to apply the concept of excellence. You know why? This is a very potent question because people gravitate to stories of excellence, to hero journeys. People love hearing like David and Goliath stories, insurmountable experiences in life coming from a poor family. These are repetitive stories that humans are naturally drawn towards. So when Alex was sharing that, oh my gosh, I do this sport, I'm really good at this, I want to be better at this, I wanted to compete, we didn't have the money. Oh my gosh, that's already like a hero's journey already. So these are the stories that you guys should use for your personal brand to stand out in the market because these stories are so rich in connection and it makes your audience feel connected. And let me tell you, I repeated my stories over and over again. I still repeat the same stories over and over again, and it doesn't grow old. It doesn't. And even in my husband, I've been with him probably for 3 years now. I also still love hearing stories about this. It's just how humans are.
You've probably been with me for 3 years now. You definitely have. You definitely
No, because I said married and I realized,
have.
like, technically, we've
Okay.
been married for like 2.5 years as of
Okay.
this recording. Okay, this is not a deposition. But all right, so as a last finale, like, what is a thought that you want to leave or a little tidbit of motivation that you want to leave our listeners, Alex, for those who are still struggling but super close to getting to a steady 20K month?
Yeah, I'd say if I can do it, you can. There's always, I feel like there's always that to go back to for everyone. Look around at the other people who have done it, right? And you'll get motivation. I'm not talking about looking at the Elon Musk. I'm saying look at the people around you that have done it. And that always gives me motivation. If that person can do it, I can do it. Take a deep breath. Maybe sleep on it one night before you make a, emotional decision, and then get your ass back to work. Like you got this. Just look for the motivation. Remind yourself that you are not someone who is going to fail. Like if all these other people can do it, you can do it.
Right. I love that. And honestly, if you to add to that, like I'm going to piggyback on that advice. If you think about how many people are actually trying to do this and are actually serious at it, you'll realize it's not a lot. First of all, it's not, most people don't even decide to be entrepreneurs. They don't want to be entrepreneurs. Some people are cannot be entrepreneurs because maybe there's something stopping them from maybe where they live geographically, or it's harder, for some people to start a business. Like there are certain countries that are more business easy and other countries that are not. So even just that plays a lot of like luck and whatever. But the people who are actually trying and are focused on it, not a lot of people are even in on that. And so if you decide to be that, and if you decide to do that, you automatically have a higher likelihood if you're just serious about it and if you're just consistent about it. And I actually learned this from this awesome book that I reread or re-listen every year, How to Get Rich by Felix Dennis. This is a really, really good book. I'm re-listening it to it right now, and that's why this is top of my head. But he said he gave a really good computation of there's 7 billion people in the world, and this is the age when people can work and can think properly, minus the people who are like differently abled in their bodies, minus the people who are born in certain countries and it's harder for them to start businesses, minus the people who don't even want to be entrepreneurs, minus, and you actually realize it's now a very small sliver of people. So if you're one of those people who decided to do that, very likely you can still make it work. It can still happen for you just for the mere fact that you want to do it and you're consistent about it. So, all right. Well, Alex, how can everyone follow you? And of course, for everyone listening, sign up to our newsletter so that you can get the best of the best of our advice. This is not just me and Alex's business. Actually, we don't talk about our business. We actually talk about our journey and the things that we discover along the way as we help and inspire more people to live a rich and remote life.
Yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn. So it's Alexander Booth. Just type in Huckleberry after that. You're going to find me. I'm the first one that shows up. I have my website, consulthuckleberry.com, and then getcsm.com. Any of those will do. Schedule a meeting with me. Hit me up on LinkedIn. I'm happy to get time with you. I'm a nerd for my industry. I love talking about it. Reach out to me.
Yes. All right. Perfect. And of course, you guys can find me on Facebook, Carla Singson, and on Instagram, Carla Stefan. I'll also share our socials. So now that you've heard it, the mindset, the systems, and the moves that turn early stage hustle into real momentum. The only difference between where you are and your first 20K month is really execution. So go apply one thing from this episode today. And don't forget to follow, rate, and tag us when you hit your next big milestone. We'd love to celebrate with you and see you next week for another episode of Rich and Remote. Bye. Thanks for listening to Rich and Remote, where freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision. This is Carla.
This is Alex Booth.
And this is our journey to our dream rich and remote life.
If this episode inspired you, share it with a friend who's ready to live life differently too. This is perfect for entrepreneurs who crave financial freedom, location freedom, and freedom from the opinions of others.
And don't forget to leave a quick review. It helps more freedom seekers find this show. Big thanks to our sponsors, Huckleberry Consulting, GetCSM, and Proximity Outsourcing.
See you in the next episode, and check out our online hangout spot, richandremote.com.